I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe it.
I know. Great. I'm so excited we get to do it. Right. I forgot how to improvise, but I remembered a little bit.
Oh my God, me too. Jesus. I know. All right, I'm gonna get my cans on here. Got your back.
I gotta figure out my wig for this. The most important relationship we have is with ourselves. And the most important couple, the old me and the new me. Today's guest wants to integrate these two me's into a big old I. Stay tuned as he says more.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby, focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A blah, 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 je ne sais quoi, French. Say more, say more. What's wrong with you?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Say More. As we round out our season, I just wanted to thank all of the Moreheads out there who have been following me, us, all of us, through this incredible journey. And I'm so pleased to introduce my patient today, my client, someone who's simply sitting in the chair across from me, as I like to say. Chris Chapman is joining us. Chris, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, doctor. First of all, may I say thank you. Chris Chapman. Obviously, I mean, do I need to keep talking about who I am? I mean, you know who I am. I'm pretty sure.
I apologize. I don't know who you are. So if you could fill me in.
Every once in a while, this happens, right? I'll meet someone. They're just looking at me and I realize they don't know who I am, right? So I kind of give them a look like, yeah, it's me. And they're like, yeah, I don't know who you are. But yeah, Chris Chapman of the Chris Chapman Confrontation, which was a podcast that was, I'd say, pretty popular. It was in a few top 10 lists.
I don't listen to podcasts.
This one, if you don't like podcasts, I always say this is a great one to listen to, because sometimes podcasts, just like, they kind of are fucking lame, you know, but the Confrontation was just like liquid rock and roll mixed with like a little bit of ecstasy. Recently stopped it. We kind of shut the whole thing down and took a little bit of time off, but most people know me from that. Also was the host of Extreme Dating, which you probably watched Extreme Dating.
I try not to.
Extreme Dating, for those of you who don't know, is a pretty popular show on MTV3 years ago, where it was just, yeah, we would take couples and put them in kind of crazy situations. We would put the couple in the cage and drop the cage in the water and have sharks kind of circling the cage. And as things would get romantic, a shark would come out of nowhere and like kind of batter the cage. And so a lot of people kind of know me from that. But for the last 6-7 years, I've basically just been doing what you do, podcasting, you know?
Amazing. And so it's important to you to be heard.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I mean, always from a young age, my parents would always be like, oh boy, here comes Mr. Opinion. And I'd come in and just tell people, like, I always had hot takes, even as a little boy. And so I always have things to say. I always want people to hear my thoughts. And I think that's why I got into stand-up comedy, which is kind of what I started with.
And The Confrontation is a show that you're continuing now?
No, it was a show that I did, and it was taken from me. I can't stress how popular it was. It just became like a movement almost, where if you were someone who the mainstream media wouldn't have on, I would have you on, and we would get into it. You'd come in, guys would come in, we'd take off our shirts, and we would just stare at each other and fucking talk and really get into it. And it was a great show, and they decided to end the show, just shut it down. After I had a little bit of a legal snafu in 2022 that just kind of finally, I think, is over now. And part of that situation was, you know, that situation ending was contingent on me ending the show. Does that make sense?
It doesn't, no.
The company said I could no longer work for them.
Right. So were you fired?
Yeah. Well, I like to say canceled. You know what I mean? Like, you know what cancel culture is?
I certainly do. So you're here to discuss what?
Well, I'm here because Odyssey said we want to give you a new show. We want to give you the chance to come back on and basically just show people that you're not the same guy you were. Hmm. And so, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to come on here, talk to you, even though I personally don't really believe in therapy. Hmm. And so I thought if I came on here and I could kind of talk to you and kind of get my story out there, and most importantly, really hook into your audience, because my audience is literally all men.
I believe, yes, when we last checked our numbers, we were like 99.9% women. And you need more women because?
They said if you want to do a show, you need to get at least 1% of women.
Would you be interested in trying something with me? I think we can spend the next hour in this session talking about your show, which sounds wonderful.
So good.
But what I would love to do is treat you, if I could, like I treat my patients here, my clients, my compatriots, if you will, as a couple. And stay with me here. If I could speak to old Chris and new Chris as if they are a couple that need to be integrated in order to move forward.
So just to get this straight, you want to talk to me, but as a couple?
Well, I don't want this to sound like, let me think of it in language you would use. I don't want this to sound like a gay thing, Chris, but I do want you to face yourself and gently caress yourself in this process. So it's really about sitting next to yourself, the old version of yourself, and saying, hey, thank you, I release you, I honor you, words like that. So is that something you'd be open to trying?
I think it does, and I will say this, it does sound a little gay, and I can say that because my cousin is gay. He is super gay.
How wonderful for him.
Do you know Sun Tzu Machiavelli?
I don't.
They're like a YouTube streamer, and they do all these long videos, and they always talk about opening yourself up to new things. I saw their video, and I tried snowboarding, and now I go once a year. So I'm going to take Sun Tzu Machiavelli's advice. I'm going to open myself up to this. I'm putting myself in your hands. Don't try to hypnotize me, make me turn me into some kind of fucking chicken or something. Right? But yeah, I'm down, sure.
So what I thought we could do today is talk to old Chris.
Yeah.
And I think the way we would start is inviting old Chris. So this is going to feel maybe a little awkward, but you have your phone with you. Could you pretend to take out your phone and call the old version of yourself and invite him here today?
Wow. Got a text message from Anthony Kiedis. Do you know him? Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Let me see if I can find my number. It's a new phone.
And again, Chris, this is kind of symbolic. You don't really need to call anyone.
Right. Yeah, no, duh.
Just kind of the feeling of calling him in to the room. But sometimes I find that men can't picture, they need a tool.
Yes. Oh my God, I saw this great video on YouTube called, it was called Tool Time, but not like the one on Home Improvement. And it was this guy, he's got a crazy long beard.
Let's get back to it.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and I'm going to, it's ringing.
Hello. Is this Chris?
Who the fuck is this? Hey man, it's you. It's you down the line. Listen, motherfucker. You prank call me again, I'll blow your brains out. No, Chris, chill. This is a real thing. This is me calling you. Me calling me in the future. And I'm wondering if you can come and talk to me right now with a doctor and kind of chop it up. I don't know, man. That sounds kind of gay. I know. But I think it's going to be beneficial for both of us. I don't know if it can help you. I don't know how the time-space continuum works, but I did watch kind of a crazy video on that last night, which is...
So let's imagine that old Chris has now arrived. So old Chris and new Chris are here.
What's up, bro?
What up?
And just to kind of let you off the hook here, we don't need you to do the different voices.
Yeah, sorry.
Excellent. And have you heard of the idea of personal enmeshment? You don't need to pretend you have. So personal enmeshment is about getting so close to the other version of you that you become one version. And integration is really important because to move forward, you have to figure out where you've been. It's like...
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Say more.
I watched a YouTube video about Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and they were the same guy, but two sides of it, and they kind of tried to come together. It didn't work out well for him, but I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were going for.
Excellent. Excellent. I was trying to think of something a bit more complex, but I think we shouldn't go there. So what I would love for new Chris to do is to talk to old Chris about what he is hoping this new podcast will do for the both of them.
What up, dog? Listen, man, you're going to do a show that's going to be called the Chris Chapman Do-Over, and it's a totally different show. And I want this to be a show that shows people that I'm not a weird freak and I'm like a normal guy, because some people think I'm a bad person, but I'm not.
So what I'm going to do right now is a process called poking you.
Okay.
And I'm also going to physically poke you.
But Oh! That was like right in the fucking kidney.
Old Chris is going to say to you, hey, I like to make funny jokes. And what's wrong with funny jokes?
First of all, I'd say those jokes are hilarious. Everyone agrees on that. So don't like feel like you're not funny. You're super funny. But I would say to him, it's a little bit different, bro. It's not 2012. We're not running around and we're like, oh man, yeah, Barack Obama made the Iran deal. Have you heard about Game of Thrones? What is it? That's a different time. And also, don't worry about trying to impress people with telling like a off-color joke. There's other ways to impress people. You can impress them physically. I was the other night at a friend's house and I told him I could do 1,000 push-ups in a row.
Hmm.
And he goes, that's no way. You're too old.
Chris then insisted he could do 1,000 push-ups. And so we went outside and I watched him try for the next 30 minutes. He did 22. Hello, my moorheads. I'm currently at an important wellness conference, and I've just met one of my contemporaries, Esther Perel.
Hello.
Esther is a New York Times bestselling author, acclaimed TED Talk speaker, and host of the very popular relationship podcast, Where Should We Begin? And I'm delighted to say that I've given her little show a listen, and I do recommend it. Quite useful, quite juicy.
Thank you. Dr. Sheila, was it?
Yes, but you have to say doctor as a question.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Sheila, for the glowing review.
Again, just the doctor has to be the question. So, Esther, now that I've spoken a little bit about your podcast, I think it might be polite if you want to promote my podcast, or...
I'm sorry, I would love to, but since you just approached me here at this hotel gym holding a microphone, I don't really know what your podcast is.
Oh, Esther, very funny. Just say, I'm Esther Perel, and you should listen to Say More.
I'm Esther Perel, and you should listen to... What was it?
Say More.
I wish I could, but again, I don't know you or your podcast, but I'm sure it's terrific.
Well, it is. Listen to Where Should We Begin? And Say More wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's just bring it back to where we are, because what I'm finding, Chris, is that you're such a dazzling conversationalist.
That's what I do. You know what I mean? I get in your head. I get up in your shit. You know?
Wonderful. Wonderful. But what... what I would love is to get back into the feeling, because I think old Chris and new Chris, or the Chrises, need to become intimate in order to integrate. And so there has to be some, for lack of a better term, lovemaking that happens between the two that I get to witness.
So, I mean, basically you're telling me, like, go fuck yourself. I'm going to watch.
Say more.
Sometimes before I go to bed, I take 150, 200 milligrams of psilocybic chocolate. So when I go to bed, I am tripping like Keith Moon, man. And there's been times where I've imagined myself having sex with myself. Is that a thing? Because I was, am I like a freak or something?
Look, I studied in Europe, so I'm always very surprised by Americans who don't admit that they have constant fantasies about having sex with themselves. Masculinity is such a tricky, tricky, treacherous walk. And we live in a society now where, look, only 100 years ago, men were allowed to, there was something called dancing with yourself, which of course was a euphemism for something else. But
sure.
It was, sir, madam, I must go dance with myself.
Yes.
And that was, everyone said, of course, and you were allowed to go into your room and dance with yourself.
It was normal. It was like men's wore like fedoras. There's a YouTuber named Galaxin, and he...
Chris, I'm going to stop you here. What I'm realizing is you're such a charismatic person, and you're so engaging, but I think at times you use your words to avoid the feeling, and more specifically, to avoid the feeling of being scared.
It's interesting. I will say I'm not scared a lot. I'm not scared a lot. Listen, I know it's not popular. I got a lot of fucking guns. I got a bazooka, like a legit... Vietnam-era bazooka. I have rockets for it. So if someone were to come to the Chapman Ranch...
Who's going to come? Who are you afraid will come?
I mean, Antifa or...
And what if they do come? What happens then?
Fucking light them up.
And then you light them up and then what?
I would probably have to call some friends of mine, come and, like, dispose of them. Maybe I call the police. I don't know.
Then the police come and then what happens?
Police come, they probably, I mean, depending where we're at, if we're here in gruesome Gavin Newsom's California, I'm probably going to go to jail for the rest of my life.
And then you go to jail for the rest of your life, and then what?
In jail, I probably, just for my own safety, would either have to join the Muslim Brotherhood or, like, La Norteña.
So then you are part of La Norteña. Say more.
And then I probably at some point would have to pull some kind of prison hit against one of the other El Salvadorian gangs. And I'd probably make a shiv out of like an old bed frame and clip the guy.
Say more.
Oh, man. Then I'm probably in the hole in solitary confinement for the rest of my life.
And then what happens?
Then I'm just by myself and I'm really got no one to hear me or listen to my hot takes or agree with me or say like, what? Oh, man, that's you're messed up. I would just be me because it's solitary. Solitary is from the Roman by yourself.
And no one could hear you. No one could hear you speak.
Yes.
So that's a very, very big fear for you.
Yeah. If I was in solitary confinement and I was just talking shit to myself, I feel like that would be kind of a horrible thing.
Worse than death.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Because death, just watched a 37-hour YouTube clip all about death from this guy named
Let's just stay here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have a book.
I did. I wrote a book in 2016 called The Politics of Pfft, 'cause it was like such a weird time in the country. People were so like political. And my whole thing was we need to put politics aside. Mm. You know what I mean? And like I wouldn't talk about politics on the air. And I do this imitation of people who were like, oh, did you hear who won the election result? And that was kind of like my character. So it was like a whole book about other things you could talk about besides politics.
And, you know, 2016, I sat that one out. I sat it out. I said, this is too toxic. I don't know. I can't pick.
Never have voted. Like, ever in my life, never will. I don't even vote for American Idol. I'm like, whoever wins, wins. I think there's a philosopher out there, and I'm trying to remember his name, but, oh, God damn it. Dave Navarro. Dave Navarro, guitar player, singer, songwriter, brilliant guy. And he's like, choices are annoying. I went on vacation with him. He's like, choices are annoying. And show me the path. Don't tell me the choice. And he's got that tattooed right on his ass. Mm. Like back of his thighs and his ass.
So let me ask you this as we round out our session. And by the way, thank you for being so open. I don't have a lot of male listeners.
That's about to change. And that's the Chris Chapman effect.
I really think that you're going to be speaking to a lot of men out there, or at least the women that live with them.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting thing is my goal is you got some lady and the husband comes home, long day of work, and he goes to kiss his wife and she looks at him and she says, I heard Chris Chapman today. And he goes, I love that guy. And then they have a nice moment together. I feel like that to me, I can't imagine something more wonderful than that happening. And maybe that will maybe come in on your show and maybe getting my voice banging around in some broad's head is a special sauce to make that happen.
What if you fail? What if you fail? What if you do very, very badly? What if you don't get the numbers you need? What if people hate your new show? What if they hate you? What if what you say gets you doubly canceled? What if your cancellation takes food out of your children's mouths? What if your wife leaves you? What if everything that is about to happen will be the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
I don't think it will. Maybe it will. You know, maybe everything you say could happen, happens, and my wife leaves me and takes the kids, and Anthony Kiedis won't return my phone calls, and they find out about the money that I've been putting into shell companies, and they take my house away from me. They take the house in Buckhead. They take the house in Jackson Hole. They take the house in Puerto Rico. and I end up just kind of just indigent, bouncing from couch to couch. And if I do that, I'll keep doing what I do.
Which is?
Give hot takes.
A man who knows himself.
Mm.
And a therapist who is happy to hear it. Chris, so pleased to have you on. I really hope that I get a chance to come to your podcast.
You have an open invitation, by the way, if you are ever in Fort Worth.
Really, really enjoy talking to you today. And if you want me to take out that thing about the Shell Corporation, I'll do that if you want.
Oh, I literally forgot that I said that because
okay,
that is like—
Well, you should have your people maybe listen back to some of
this. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. It's not even a Shell Corporation. It's basically like—
I would stop talking about it. Another season complete, folks. Wow. Thank you to my producer, Liz, who covered me on these credits for the few times I wasn't available. We cannot wait to make more of these with you.
Yes.
Let's get the credits going, Liz. Yeah?
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
Hi, this is Amy Poehler.
And I'm Mike Barinholtz.
And you are listening to Say More.
Say More.
Say More. With Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
Oh, my God, you are so locked into that dude. He is amazing.
He's so annoying. He's so stupid. He's just constantly talking about videos that he watches.
Oh, my God.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart, and Isabel Evans, producers.
And that's why I kind of have the regimen. Do you know about the regimen?
Say more.
My day starts at 1 a.m., and I'm up, and I... am working out for at least 3 hours, and I have a full breakfast.
At 4 a.m.?
4 a.m., like a full English breakfast sometimes, pancakes, French toast, back to bed by 5 a.m. I'm up again at 9. And then I have a smoke chamber. It's like a sauna, but there's actual flames and smoke inside of it. At 2 p.m., I'm back asleep for 4 hours.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
Oh, my God. They did not vote. They don't vote. He never votes.
They don't vote. They're fucking...
Oh, my God. Oh, my favorite was like... And also, really, truly, Dr. Sheila will have to come on your show to try to get some male listeners.
Yes! Oh, my God.
To her.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.